So this is March. Two black flutes tell me geese squat in the marshy clumps of marigolds. I hold my breath, watch the dogs run past, snuffling, hell-bent on early evening rabbit. An empty train clatters by, but can't distract them. In Roseanne's woods, there's cherry blossom, a sudden gift on yesterday's bare trees. There are windflowers now among the aconite. Buzzards cruise the sky, calling through the canopy on the top hill, where the coroner's clerk found a signal to tell me what happens next. What happens next is March, the third March, ready or not. I climb the gate, the dogs slip through the hedge, and as I trudge the riverbank, they swim upstream, heads and tails above the stringweed, which soon will break as white stars across the water. Soon the garlic will come, and then the campion. Stitch worked, and Graham will let his cows out. We'll have to walk the road because the dogs can't be trusted, and I'm nervous of the bull. It's 17 degrees. I'm in my shirt sleeves. Last week it snowed. What happens next, nobody knows, except the dogs, who wait patiently, lined up by the hose.